Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Giving you courage to call back today per your request. Can I have the zip code, please?
My what?
Zip code, ma'am. The zip code on the account you were calling in about.
39175.
Can I have the first and last name on the account?
Well, thing is, somebody has gotten my credit card number and has bought something for y'all.
Okay.
So is there any way I can give you my credit card number and you find what they bought?
I would need the first, sixth, and last four of a card being charged, ma'am.
The what?
First six digits and last four digits of the card being charged.
4120-6180-7008-9137 is the card number.
Okay, for the first six, I have 412061. Last four, 9137. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Okay, and what would be the first and last name on that card, ma'am?
Lee, L-E-I-G-H.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson.
Okay, thank you. And the shipping address that would be associated with this?
4097 New Zion Road, Utica, Mississippi, 39175.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. I'll locate an account with that information today, ma'am. So this is in regards to the meal planning app called Bites Hub. I see that this is the meal planning app. This app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy, cut out cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. It was initially a monthly subscription for the $59.89. Now it was created when you entered into a contest for a mixer. It stated that you will also be signing up for the meal planning app. Do you remember ever entering into a contest for a mixer, ma'am?
No, I haven't done anything.
Okay. Did anyone in your household ever enter into a contest for a mixer or anything like that, ma'am?
No. Whatever this is, I need it canceled.
Okay, so you're wanting to file this fraud.
Somebody has gotten my card number, and it's not me doing this.
Okay, ma'am, so you're claiming fraud on this account. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get this canceled out and get you over to the fraud department for further assistance, ma'am. Please stand in line while I cancel your account out. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm just getting this canceled out, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
I'm waiting.
I'm on the phone with the cancellation locator fraud specialist. Thank you for your patience. Okay, ma'am. I've canceled your account out.
Okay.
I have a cancellation number whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Hold on just a sec.
Take your time.
Okay. I'm ready.
Just give me just a moment. I apologize. Okay. It's going to be C like in Charlie. Okay, ma'am. And then it's going to be 920571180.
Okay.
That's your cancellation number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm locating a supervisor that can take your call in the fraud department. Please stay in line.
I will.
Okay. Okay, I've located a fraud specialist that's going to take your call.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support. I'll be transferring over in just a moment. I'm setting up the call as we speak.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. It's my pleasure. Okay, I have the call ready to transfer you over now to the fraud department. Thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a very wonderful day. Begin transferring out the fraud. Please stay in line.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Am I still speaking with Miss Anderson? Yeah, I apologize. It looks like the transfer did not go through. Let me set up the call to transfer. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I apologize.